Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today on this Wednesday, January 31st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A breaking story I got during the news break. This comes to us from the Epoch Times. President Joe Biden's administration has drafted a document that would effectively ban private gun sales between individuals. It would require background checks for all transactions regarding firearms, even those made between private citizens, according to a whistleblower group. The ATF, U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, drafted a 1,300-page document which provides the legal justification for a proposed rule that would require background checks for all gun sales, according to the Empower Oversight Whistleblowers and Research Organization. The document was drafted at the direction of the White House, according to two whistleblowers who communicated with the organization. However, Empower Oversight stated in their letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, head of the U.S. Department of Justice, that the rule underpinned by the document represents an overreach of the executive branch's power. Such an expansive rule that treats all private citizens the same as federal firearms licensees. You know, people like Brett Gooding and Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing that have the abilities. Tom Curtis especially, Curtis Gunsmithing, right there in Petoskey. He's a federal licensed firearms business. That's what he does for a living. Well, they claim that this would circumvent the separation of powers under the Constitution, which would grant all, quote, legislative power, end quote, to Congress, which is what the Constitution does, while requiring that the president take care of the laws and that they be faithfully executed, said the president, Tristan Leavitt, of Empower Oversight's organization. To the extent such a rule prevents the private sale of firearms, it would also clearly violate the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution, which declares that the right of the people to keep and bear arms, comma, shall not be infringed, end quote, period. Here's the problem. Leavitt said in a statement that the rule, if finalized, seems almost certain to be struck down in the courts, like President Biden's debt relief plan was. He added, it's thus hard to view it as anything other than a cynical way to energize his base in this election, presidential election year. I'm going to stop you right there. Folks, this is part of the class on Saturday. You heard Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig talk about it yesterday in his weekly discussion with us, 10 to 10:30 every Tuesday. It's called Lawfare, L-A-W-F-A-R-E, Lawfare. This is a tactic by the left to do things that are wrong, do things that are unconstitutional, attempting to get recall of elected officials without just cause, passing laws in Lansing, in the House and the Senate, signed by this governor into law, many of them taking effect in 15 days. Valentine's Day this year, February 14th, has a completely different meaning in the state of Michigan. It doesn't mean that you take your sweetie out for dinner, buy a gift, flowers, perfume, candy, whatever. No. Not this February 14th. This February 14th, all the unconstitutional laws that they passed in the House and Senate last year, 2023, when they had the two-seat majority in the House and the Senate, that they did not get immediate effect on from six Republican state senators, which blocked it in the Senate from having immediate effect on the tally board. All of those laws go into effect. And many of them are flat out violations of either our U.S. Constitution and or our Michigan State Constitution, which you're going to be taught on Saturday. And I'm going to point out specific things in our state constitution they cannot do in Lansing. But the Democrats did it anyway. Just like Biden knows that this rule, 1,300-page document, is completely unconstitutional. Of course it will get shot down in the courts, especially if it goes all the way to the United States Supreme Court. But they don't care. Why? Because if you want to fight it and say, you can't do this. Well, we did it anyway. We have the majority. We have the gavel. We are in control of the rules. We are in control of the bylaws. We're in control of how things are done around here. We can ram through whatever we want. And if you don't like it, take us to court. But thank God there's organizations around the state like Michigan Open Carry and Great Lakes Gun Rights, because they're preparing their court filings as we speak in anticipation of our gun laws, unconstitutional gun laws, going into effect on Valentine's Day. They have to take them to court. They have to fight it in court. What does that cost? Money, time, and resources. But they don't care. What Biden's trying to do is cater to his anti-gunners to get support because it's a presidential election year. Donald Trump, one of the most pro-Second Amendment presidents we've ever had, pro-life, all of it, they don't like. Now, you have to understand that the ATF folks, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and now they've added explosives, is part of the Department of Justice. Well, according to this breaking story, neither one of the departments responded to a request for comment. Inquiries to the Department of Justice and the White House were not returned. The proposed rule, Biden in January of 23 issued an executive order directing the Attorney General Garland, who he appointed, to take actions to reduce gun violence. That included developing a plan to clarify the definition of who is engaged in the business of dealing in firearms, and thus require them to become federal firearms licensees in order to increase compliance with federal background check requirements for any firearm sale, including considering a rule as appropriate and consistent with applicable law, end quote. The executive order helps keep firearms out of dangerous hands. As I continue to call on Congress to require background check for every firearm sale, Biden said at the White House at the time a year ago. In the meantime, my executive order directs my attorney general to take every lawful action possible to move as close as we can to universal background checks without new legislation, end quote. The Gun Control Act of 1968 bars people, except for licensed dealers, from engaging in the business of selling firearms. Stop, 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 stop. If somebody wants to sell a gun to a friend because he doesn't need it anymore, or he wants another caliber or a different type of gun, White says the only way you can get a new handgun is if you sell Grandpa's shotgun. You don't ever use it. The dang thing's sitting in the closet collecting dust. I want it out of my closet. You sell the shotgun, you can buy another handgun. Well, my buddy Joe, he wants a shotgun. I'll call up Joe and sell it to him. Fine. Get rid of the shotgun, you can buy another handgun. He's not in the business, nor is he engaging in the business of selling firearms. He's selling a shotgun to a buddy. Nope. According to this whistleblower released document, they want to claim that the guy selling the shotgun needs to be licensed as a federal firearms licensee and must do a background check on his buddy to sell him his one shotgun. Are you kidding me? 2022 law signed by President Biden said people who predominantly earn a profit from selling guns need to do background checks, and did not exclude those even regarding people who make occasional sales and purchases. Well, they're moving forward, folks. It's 2024, and he's got to get reelected. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Well, we've got one taker that is going to be attending the class on Saturday. So one of the four tickets have been taken. We're down to three free tickets, $49 value. Just text me FC for free class. I need your name and your email address. I'll put you on the sign-in sheet, and you'll be able to attend on Saturday. So we still have three tickets available. If you're listening to this on the replay today on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, or on the TuneIn app, or you're listening to the podcast on demand from the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, or you're hearing this tomorrow morning, be roughly, 8:50 in the morning tomorrow, you can still text me tomorrow. It's Thursday, and I'll be able to give you one of the free tickets. Because this is going to be very informational, I absolutely guarantee it. Nick Wallace, who donated one of the free tickets, gave me a text message previously. He said, Randy, that was the most informative 4 hours of my life as far as comparing it to a full semester at college. I learned more in that 4 hours than I did the entire time I paid to go to college courses. More importantly, what it's going to do is arm you with the education. This is a crash course. This will be exactly what you need to know on how meetings are supposed to be conducted. When you go to caucus for the state convention on March 2nd, the caucus meetings within the congressional districts, you're going to know the rules according to the agenda. The rules put out by the Michigan Republican Party, the agenda for each congressional district caucus, how they're supposed to run, here is the agenda. You're going to know that there has to be a chairman of that caucus convention. You're going to know per the agenda exactly how they must conduct the agenda. Not allowed to amend the agenda. Get rid of that custom. You'll learn this in the class. You never, ever, ever have to approve the agenda ever again. The chair of the organization puts out the agenda. The agenda is the agenda. That's it. It's given advance notice to the members of that organization, of that board, that committee, that functioning group. You prepare for the agenda based on the agenda, and then you conduct the meeting. How can you possibly prepare for a meeting when the agenda is amended? You can't. According to Robert's Rules of Order, your motion to amend the agenda is out of order. You can submit it to the chair for consideration for a future meeting, but as far as this meeting goes, motion's out of order. You're going to learn this. You're going to get the book. You're going to get the guide, the quick reference guide that you can look up certain things in the guide, and you'll get a copy of the Michigan, a full-size copy of the Michigan State Constitution. I'm going to show you in the state constitution how Lansing passed laws, and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, signed those laws, those bills, I should say, into law. Point of order, Mr. Chairman, clarification, point of clarification, yes. Passed the bills, and the governor signed the bills into law, some of them taking immediate effect on Valentine's Day, February 14th this year, were completely a violation, a direct violation of our state's constitution. And they don't care. John DeMuth, page one of the Michigan State Constitution, violated his oath of office. Article 1, Section 6. You're going to learn it on Saturday. I'm going to show it to you in writing. You'll have the book to take with you so that if you ever see Senator John DeMuth, you can ask him a very simple question. When are you going to resign your seat as a state senator for the 37th Senate District? You violated your oath of office. You voted for a bill coming from a rule based on the Capitol Commission's committee regarding our state capitol, sir. You voted for a bill to keep us from carrying firearms in that building. You violated your oath of office, not only the Second Amendment per the U.S. Constitution, but Article 1, Section 6 of the Michigan State Constitution. So my question again, sir, when are you going to resign? John DeMuth needs to be asked that question at every public event you see him at until he resigns. He voted with the Democrats to ban firearms in the state capitol. Republican, allegedly, supposedly, State Senator John DeMuth. I'm going to show it to you in writing. You can bring a highlighter and highlight it. Make sure you bring a pen to the class because you're going to need to take notes in your book. You will be writing in your book. This will be your book. And you will take it to every future meeting you ever go to. We have three paid-for seats. Three. $49 have been paid for you guys. Thank you, Bob, over at Great Lakes Phone and Computer. And we will see you guys there on Saturday. Just text me FC with your name and email address, and I'll put you on the list. So greatly appreciate that. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Now we can head back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH.